Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time!
That's right. Binford Tools is proud to present Tim, the Tool Man Taylor!
Yay! Thank you, Heidi, and welcome to Tool Time. I am Tim, the Tool Man Taylor. You all know my assistant, Al. Objects keep falling on my head, Borland. We're dressed like this today in our construction vest because on Tool Time we begin High Steel Week. High Steel! Al, say hello to the girder.
They're inanimate objects, Tim.
Well, so are you, but we talk every day.
Working on the high steel takes courage and intestinal fortitude. A lot like working with Tim.
That's right, Al. That's right, Al. It takes a certain kind of man to navigate the high steel. And there's no two better guys to tell us some safety tips about walking the girders than the boys from K&B Construction Company up there in Bay City, Michigan. Let's give a big round of applause for Dwayne and Pete. That's great to have you guys on the show.
Always great to be here, Timmy.
Especially today, Tim, because we have brought along some other boys from K&B Construction. Say hello to Sam, Tom, Jim, Pete, John, Bill, John Bob, Bob Bob, Billy Bob, and Bob.
Hey, K&B, how you doing?
All right.
After the show, you all go back to Al Bob's house, have some milk and cookies. Before we head out to the real job site, though, we're going to learn some safety tips about walking on top of the high steel.
Well, first, Pete would like to demonstrate the correct technique.
Technique is important, Tim. Otherwise, you could slip and end up 6 inches shorter. Like Dwayne. I find the safest way to walk the steel is with one foot directly in front of the other.
That would be the one foot directly in front of the other technique.
And, Tim, on those extra windy days, you may want to use an arm for balance.
Nice hip action, guy.
You're not the first to say so, Timmy.
Well, we've seen Pete strut his stuff. Maybe we get Al up there and see some of that famous Borland balance. These beams are made of solid steel. They're made to hold up to 2 tons, so I think Al will be all right. Ooh, graceful as a gazelle. Klaus? One important thing to remember about the high steel is sometimes you need a girder with extra support. I think in Al's case, we need an 18-hour girder. What's coming back to the house in 2 weeks? I'll give you a hint. It goes vroom, vroom, vroom.
Usually everything around here goes vroom, vroom, boom.
The hot rod.
Oh, cool, the hot rod.
When she's painted, is she all done?
Well, gotta wire it, put the upholstery in, and then the hard part. Talk your mom into sitting in the front seat with a tube top and hot pants.
Do you
you think maybe if nobody tells Mom, can I drive it?
Well, I was kind of waiting to surprise you.
No!
Hi, guys.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, baby. Axelby says a hot rod should be painted in 2 weeks, so get out your hot pants.
Tim, I have never worn hot pants. I'm never going to wear hot pants, so if hot pants are important to you, you wear them.
There's a pretty picture.
So, my mother called today.
Yeah?
The bonds that she bought for the kids are coming due. I can't believe she thought she had to remind me.
Well, did you remember?
No, I didn't remember, Mr. Butt Out, if you have nothing constructive to say.
Why do you always get mad at me when you talk to your mother?
I'm not mad. I'm just expressing my feelings.
You should learn how to be more selfish. Just keep your feelings to yourself.
So I told her that I thought that the boys were old enough to be able to have some say on where their money goes. She says, no, I should just reinvest the bonds and not even tell them.
I don't want you to hit me, but I think your mom's right.
You're agreeing with my mother?
Let's face it, the boys are childish, irresponsible. They can't handle money. They're like me.
Well, I don't want them to be like you. So, I say, we present them with all the different options, and they choose their own investment.
Like real estate.
What are they going to get for $50 a piece?
Really little apartments.
Oh, Brooks Robinson!
Roger Maris!
No, Sandy Koufax!
Yogi Berra!
Sandy Koufax!
Yogi Berra!
Picture ever!
But Yogi Berra was such
Brooks
a good hitter!
It's time for you to go to bed. Come on. What are you arguing about?
Mom, we've been thinking about what you said about the money.
And we know what we want to do.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, what did you decide on? College fund, savings account, another bond?
Baseball cards.
Baseball cards.
Well, look at this card. Honus Wagner. It originally sold for a penny. Now it's worth $450,000. So we figured if we put our money together and we buy a card for $150, someday it could be worth $6
billion. Brad, I'm not sure that every card gives you a 40 million% return.
Well, maybe not that much, but look in the book. Most of them double and triple their value.
Well, I gotta say, this shows some very creative thinking, you know? The only thing is, there's no way that the three of you are gonna be able to share one card.
But, Mom, if we each pitch in our $50, we could get a better card.
Maybe, but I'm remembering those bloody noses that resulted that time you tried to share that 50-cent Nutty Buddy bar.
Oh, yeah, the famous Bloody Nutty Buddy Bar incident.
Yeah.
Don't touch anything. Ooh, the smell of sports dust in the air. Kind of takes you back to your childhood.
Dad, this is our childhood.
Wow, look at all these cards. How are we gonna know what to buy?
That's why I'm here.
Dad, you don't know anything about baseball cards.
Yeah, Mom should have come.
Look, Honus, you don't need people in here that know about baseball. You need someone here who knows about business.
Well, then why are you here?
Excuse me. My son's interested in baseball cards as an investment, and they don't want to get ripped off.
Sorry, all we do is rip people off. Store policy.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to insult you, Mr.
Ripoffer. Con Man T. Ripoffer.
From the famous Jack the Ripoffer family?
Don't worry, I'll give you a good price. Go browse.
All right, thanks.
Hey, Dad, check this out. An Andy Pafko.
Who's Andy Pafko?
He was $1,300. Keep browsing. What kind of idiot comes to a store like this for a frying pan?
It's a Swedish pancake maker signed by Bjorn Borg.
Really? I think I remember him serving those at Wimbledon. Hey, guys, look, an Indy car.
Oh, it even has a remote control. Cool.
This is better than cool. Rick Mears drove this to a victory in 84. Oh, man, it's autographed.
Dad, why don't we buy something like this?
Hey, hold on a second. Hey, Mr. Con, or Mr. Man. Mr. Con Man. What kind of an investment is this Mears car?
Well, it's been a very good one for me. It's already doubled in value.
No kidding. What are you asking for?
$140.
Oh, cool. Mm. If all three of us put our money together, we could buy it and still have $10 left over. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're all forgetting the bloody nutty buddy bar incident.
But, Dad, you heard the guy. It's a great investment.
Yeah, it's already doubled.
Yeah. I was at this race. It was a great victory for him. Love to have this souvenir in our house. We can get rid of those pictures put up on the mantle.
Dad, those are pictures of us.
Oh. Well, we'll squeeze them in.
This is way better than a baseball card. Because if we bought one of those, all we'd be doing right now is staring at it.
That's what we are doing, dork.
Shut up!
Why can't we play with it? Because a guy at the store said we're not supposed to touch it if we want it to be an investment.
It has to stay in mint condition.
That stinks. I wonder how fast it goes.
Did you open the gate to the alley?
Yeah. All right, I'll go first.
Hey, no, it was my idea.
No, oldest first.
No way.
Well, then biggest first.
What about me?
Get real.
Should have gotten insurance.
Perfect.
You can't even tell it was sideswiped by a garbage truck.
I don't know. The front bumper still looks like it's kind of drooping.
Mark, put on another piece of gum. Good as new.
We just need to make sure nobody can see it from the side.
Did we save Rick Mears' autograph?
Sort of. It says, Ick Ma.
Let's put it on the mantle and get out of here. Oh, let's go.
Hey, Dad.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Dad.
Hi. I thought you guys would stick around and stare at the car for a while.
We've been staring at it for 2 hours.
You know, we're taking a little bit of a stare break.
Hey, take a look at our new investment. Feast your eyes on Rick Mears' 1984 Indy winner.
Oh, no. Did one of the boys buy that instead of a baseball card?
No, they pitched in, bought it together. They're going to share it.
No. They were supposed to make 3 separate investments.
Oh, we couldn't pass this up.
This toy?
This toy is an autographed one-of-a-kind. They keep this in mint condition, it doubles its price.
You said mint condition?
Yeah.
Was that spearmint or peppermint?
Why is there gum on this?
It's holding this paper clip in place here. Ugh. What is ICMA?
Oh, man.
I can't believe you let them do this.
Before the steam starts coming out of your nose, let me explain what happened.
You don't have to explain what happened. I know what happened. You all went to the store. You saw the car. You all started drooling. The drooling led to grunting. The grunting led to buying.
You are so far off, it's not even funny. We grunted, drooled, bought. I'm Tim the Tool Man Taylor, and welcome to the High Steel. I'll be right up. We'll take the elevator up, which is right behind me. Follow me over there. Of course, you all know my assistant, Al Steele. Crazy after all these years, Borland.
That's right, Tim. I love steel. It's durable, reliable, and cheap. Everything I look for in an alloy.
Everything you look for in a date. Timmy!
Oh,
Pete Bilker from K&B Construction. He'll be taking us up top. It's good to be on the job site with you finally.
Tim, it's great to have you guys come see us for a change.
Yep. I love what you've done with the place.
Thanks, Al. I picked out the fire retardant monocoat color myself.
It shows.
You guys pick out your china pattern later. Right now, I want to get up to the high steel.
Hey, Timmy! Come on up!
Tim, remember, 1 foot directly in front of the other.
Thanks, Pete. Right behind you.
Woo! Like it up here?
We're finally up here in the high steel, where men belong. I call this Iron Country Safari.
I've been cooped up in the studio too long. I've forgotten what it's like to be outside working next to men who know what they're doing.
Tim, right behind us, you might be interested, is where we're welding our skylight support.
Oh, yeah. Marv, can you see that from down there?
And if you look way down there, you can see them pouring them concrete decks.
I can see that you fasten your girders to the beam using TC bolts with tension-indicating washers.
You know, you've got a good eye, Timmy. Now, right back over here, Al. Take a left there.
You know, I always wonder what you do up here when nature calls. What do? Just let it fly and hope you don't hit the foreman?
Well, actually, that is the way Dwayne does it, Tim. The rest of us, we just take the elevator down the porta-potty below.
Hey, wait a minute. Get this rope here. Just attach it here to my beaner. And you can just head down towards that porta potty right down there.
Tim, be careful.
I don't know, Al.
Tim, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. As I'm down here, could somebody send me a magazine? Hi, Wilson.
Hi-ho, Tim.
Your cooking sure smells good.
Why, thank you, neighbor. I'd offer you some, but this is my homemade shoe polish. So how was your day?
Oh, same old, same old. Went to work, made fun of Al, crashed through a porta potty.
Sounds full.
Oh, that wasn't it. Supposed to teach the boys something about investment. Went to buy some one-of-a-kind baseball cards. I let him buy a remote-control car instead.
So Jack was sent out to sell the cow, and instead he returns with a handful of magic beans.
What? Beans, Jack? What are you talking about? You've been sniffing the fumes of that shoe polish too long. What do you think? I don't know. I went to that store with the kids. When I saw that car, I just turned into a big kid. You know, I wanted it myself.
Well, Tim, I've always believed the spirit of the child lives on in the man. However, in your case, I think the spirit has completely taken over.
I've always been a toy freak. I loved them as a kid. Even when I couldn't afford cool ones, I made my own toys.
Tim Taylor toys. They must have been the talk of the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah? Especially when they caught fire and exploded.
Must have been difficult not being able to afford the things you love so much.
I had no toys for Tim. It was tragic.
But nowadays, when you see something that you wanted when you were a boy, you get pretty excited.
Yeah, I guess I do get pretty excited. And that excitement probably just rubbed off on the boys when we walked into that store.
Well, Tim, it's not uncommon. We all try to grasp the pieces of our youth that never were. You didn't have toys. My mother wouldn't let me talk to my neighbors. Tim? Tim?
Hi.
Hi.
I've been doing a lot of thinking. I should have let the boys buy the baseball cards, but I know why I didn't. I got a child inside of me.
Really? What month are you in?
Oh, honey. I'm just like a big kid. Just because I like Indy cars doesn't mean we should have bought the thing.
Well, I should have listened to you in the first place and just reinvested the bonds.
Well, this isn't your fault.
Well, it's not your fault.
Well, somebody's fault. The boys.
I think I hear our little demolition men now.
I'll flip you to see who yells at him first.
Don't yell at him. I have a better idea.
What?
Put the thing back on the mantle.
What are you thinking about?
You'll see. Hey, wait, wait, wait. They're just walking in right now. Hey, guys, you know that man from the baseball store is on the phone.
He is?
Yeah, he says that he has a guy who collects Indy cars who wants to buy yours. He'll give you $200 for it.
Hey, that's a $60 profit a day. Let's go for it.
We're not interested.
What?
They're not interested. $300? He'll give you $300.
$300 shamoli smackaroonies. $300, I'll get the car.
No, Dad,
it's okay. You know, we pass.
Yeah, we're not selling.
Oh.
I'm sorry, they pass. What? No. $750?
$750?
We'll take it.
No, we're not selling.
Well, yeah, you know, it's not just the money. The car has a sentimental value.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, it just doesn't look like there's any way they're going to sell that car. I mean, oh, well, okay. Bye-bye. Guys, I'm really proud of you. You made an investment. You believe in it. You're going to hang on to it.
I just hope you're not setting yourselves up for a big disappointment. Investment's hot now, but any day it could crash.
Nice going.
You're the one who drove it into the thing.
You're the one who
drove it. You're the one.
No, you.
You took it into front.
Hello, can I help you?
Yeah, I was just shopping in the mall, and I realized that this is the store where my boys bought their toy Indy car.
Oh, yes, I remember. I hope they're not playing with it.
Believe me, they're definitely not playing with it.
So what can I do you for today?
Well, you know, I was thinking about buying the three little monsters, one of these baseball cards for Christmas. What do you think about these three here?
Oh, very good. They've doubled in value since I got them.
Well, you know, I think $40 is a little steep, according to my book here, so you mind if I look around some more?
No, please, by all means, browse.
Maybe I can find something for my husband. What is this thing here?
Well, that's a very rare item. It's a Swedish pancake maker signed by Bjorn Borg.
My husband loves Swedish pancakes.
Wonderful with marmalade.
Really? I never tried them like that.
That's the way Bjorn eats them.
This could be a very interesting purchase.
Oh, it's doubled in value since I got it.
If I buy the cards, how much will this cost me?
$50. And I'll throw in a jar of marmalade.
I'll give you $10.
Deal. But no marmalade.
Oh.